نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسوله فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. It was coming into my heart that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest fear Sahaba radiyallahu anhum had is that we need to stick to that routine and to that path which will allow us to meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after death. This was their greatest fear. That's why you will see that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of wealth came to Sahaba. The world was wide open for Sahaba. Treasures from all four corners of the world came to them. But it did not make a centimeter of change in the life of Sahaba. Up till that they became governors of the cities, governors of the states. But if you read their lives, you will see that this governor, he is met by Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu comes and he meets him to see before becoming a governor and after becoming a governor, what is the change in his life. So he comes and he meets him and he says, I want to see your house. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what are you going to do with me looking at my house? He said, no, I want to see it. He said, okay, if that's the case. Then he starts to walk with him and keeps on walking until the whole city is finished. And he goes in the rural areas, outskirt of the city, where he sees this small house, small tent kind of house, and he enters into it, and he looks all over the place and he finds no furniture. This is who? Governor of the state. And then Umar radiallahu anhu inquired that, what do you eat? So he has this place on the wall. He raised his hand towards it and he picks up a bowl filled with water, salt water, and there was bread pieces into it. A governor, his food is bread pieces dipped in water. This was not, I'm not telling you a name, because this was not done by one Sahabi. All of them were like that. All the companions were like that. And why they were like that? When they used to be asked, why are you keeping this routine? So they used to say this one thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us in this state. We don't want to leave this state. We want to meet him. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, up till this 1400th century, this is what have been continued. Those who accompanied Sahaba, the lifestyle they adopted, they sticked with it. Because they didn't want to leave their companionship in Akhirat. All of the pious predecessors, they had this fear all their life. That's why Quran says, the people of Jannat are going to enter into Jannat and their children also. But the children are going to enter with their parents, not just being children of them, No, Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعَتْهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. They adopted the same lifestyle, those children who adopted the same lifestyle their father had, they will enter with them into Jannah. They will have the companionship. The mushrikeen of Makkah, they used to think, we have a lot of wealth. We have big family, great family. So we are more honored and we are going to get more, like the way Allah has granted us honor in this world, with this, Allah will grant us honor in Akhirat also. So Allah said, وَمَا أَمَّالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَىٰ. This is not the case. Your wealth and your family is not going to bring you close to us in the Day of Judgment. No. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those who are going to adhere to Allah and His Rasul. Those who are going to tie themselves with the rope of the obedience of Allah and His Rasul, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ. They are going to be the companions of Allah. They are going to be companions of Rasul and Shuhada and Salihin. So my dear brothers and sisters, why am I saying this? Is that because if we want to be with our pious predecessors, all of us has accompanied great Masayikh in our life. All of us has pious predecessors. Our ancestors, they lived a life with a great routine. They sacrificed. They made sure that they offered each salah in masjid with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. So do you think we're going to accompany them just like that, like the way we are living? No, no. We have to adopt the same lifestyle. So inshallah, to adopt that routine which will allow us to accompany our pious predecessors, the real easy opportunity is coming up, Ramadan. So if we will make this goal, okay, in this Ramadan, I want to fix my routine. I want to fix my lifestyle. It will be really easy to fix. But if I will spend Ramadan just because everybody has to fast, that's why I also have to fast. Everybody has to offer Taraweeh, that's why I also have to offer Taraweeh. Everybody has to quit sinning, that's why I have to quit sinning too. Or if I don't fast, or if I don't offer Taraweeh, if I don't quit sin, what my family will say? If I will spend Ramadan like that, like I have been spending all my life, nothing will change after Ramadan. As soon as I will see the moon of Eid, I'm going to come back to my same routine that I had before Ramadan. You don't want to do that, my dear brothers and sisters. So inshallah, set a goal that I want to adopt that routine which will allow me to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba ikram Rizwanullahi ajma'in and all the pious predecessors of this world. SubhanAllah.